Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
I think I'm so stressed that I need to de-stress. Mm-hmm. And more people are the same in work, I must say. And they're discovering the benefits, Sarah, of yoga due to its increased popularity. And the World Health Organization, no less, has recommended the introduction of yoga classes in the office due to its benefits such as stress reduction and improved well-being. Well, we thought long and hard about who in the world would be best placed to tell us about all of this, and we decided that the president's yoga teacher, Michael Ryan, is that man. Michael, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
Now, I am going to posit an argument to you, Mr. Yogi, and I will say to you that if this is the case, if people are stressed in work, the manager would be far better off to let them off for a brisk 20-minute walk as opposed to doing yoga. Discuss.
Well, you're not wrong in terms of a brisk 20-minute walk is a great thing to do, you know, but the practice of yoga and all the permeations of it, you know, are shown to benefit. But look, you know, if a walk is your thing, go and have a walk. I think the point being, you know, that if people are stuck at their desks or stuck, you know, trying to solve things and fulfill responsibilities all the time, that they get worn out or they get stressed or they... So whatever way in which you can relieve stress or you can actively decrease your stress, that's what we're interested in.
But you're too nice, Michael. There's more to yoga, isn't there? There's the whole psychological element as well.
Yeah, well, look, that's a huge part of it, and that's one of the big things that we're talking about these days, is the whole psychological, you know, particularly with the world we're living in and the craziness that's going on, and, you know, all of the stuff, you know, that you've just been discussing on the show. You know, people need ways in which they can get to actively deal with the stress that is just permeating through society at the moment.
So how does this work, Michael, then, if you wanted to go about doing office yoga? I mean, people aren't going to start doing downward dogs, or are they? Beside their desk?
There's lots of different ways of doing it, and different companies will do different things. So, you know, I've gone into companies and I've done yoga at lunchtime or in the morning before they'd have a, you know, meeting room, they pull the chairs aside and they do a practice then. But equally, you can be sitting at your desk in your chair and you can, for 5 minutes, be doing a very discreet yoga practice that'll allow you to feel more energy, that'll clear your head, that'll help your body feel better. So there's lots of different ways of implementing a very simple, straightforward practice.
Talk us through that one now. If 30 seconds to a minute, do a yoga practice.
Absolutely, yeah.
Go on,
all right,
ready.
Well, look, you could be sitting, you're sitting at your desk, you're sitting in your chair, you're sitting upright, so you're not leaning back, so your spine is as long as it can be. Mm-hmm. Close your eyes, and then through your nose begin to take 3 just deep breaths. In through the nose, out through the mouth. And then just pause for a moment after your last breath. Just come back to your normal breath. Now, before we even get into any kind of movement of the body, that breath work, which is a really important part of yoga practice called pranayama, it begins to change the physiology of the body. So the chemicals your body is producing begin to shift when you begin to work with your breath in this way. And it can be as simple as just 3 deep breaths.
I feel better.
Yeah, I feel better in the stomach or something.
There you go.
Huh? Sort of in the head for me, really. But
where?
Yeah.
Go on, where for you?
You know what it is? It sort of slows you down, doesn't it? That's what it feels like. It slows you down.
Yeah. Well, it's working with your nervous system. So, yeah, you know, what we tend to do is we get stuck in the sympathetic nervous system, which is our freeze, fight, flight response. So we're slightly on edge all the time, kind of almost waiting for something to happen. This begins to bring you into the parasympathetic. So it's a part of the nervous system that regulates everything. It slows stuff down. It brings you back into balance. So you can imagine, you just did 3 breaths. If you were to do 10 minutes or 20 minutes or half an hour or an hour.
Of breathing like that?
Yeah.
Holy cripes.
God, imagine how you'd feel, though, wouldn't you?
I'd be on the floor, this is my problem.
I know I need to do this. I know I should be doing this, but I always find something better to do. Not better, different to do.
Well, that's why keeping it simple is key, you know, because that's always the issue with us. We're just busy. We've got stuff to do. We've got, you know, kids to feed and work to get to. And so So if you can have a practice that is really simple, you know, and literally 5, 6, 7 minutes, you're more likely to maintain it and to then really begin to reap benefits, because it really it's exponential. The more you do it, the more your system will get used to going to the places that you want to go to in terms of feeling at ease, feeling more calm, releasing stress. It's the accumulation of stress that causes us.
I'll tell you something, Michael. I've never felt that after a brisk walk. I can tell you that much for nothing.
But tell me that. I'm way
over time. Should you breathe out? I've always wanted to ask this. Should you breathe out through your nose or your mouth? Which is better?
Well, it depends. There's different practices for different things. So in a nutshell, when you breathe out of your mouth, it's a de-stressing practice. A lot of the breathing through the nose is to create regulations, to create balance, where you're working toward a slow and steady in and exhale, and through the nose really allows that to happen.
Well, look at
the exhalation is that you think about it when you're stressed. That kind of it is the body naturally trying to release stress.
Okay. Well, 'tis no wonder Michael Lee Higgins got you to do some work with him. Look, Michael Ryan, yogi.
Thank you
very much indeed.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.